Welcome to the Illuminated Path podcast. I'm your co-host, Kate.
And I'm your co-host, John.
We are business and life partners and the founders of New Moon Holistic Life.
We created this podcast for those who are feeling stuck and burned out in life, but aren't sure where to start making changes.
We're here to guide you on a transformative journey towards holistic well-being and to find the balance and happiness that you seek.
Join us as we explore the path to wellness one episode at a time. Welcome back to the Illuminated Path. This is episode 21. What are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about entrepreneurs and how it really all starts with you in terms of taking care of yourself and how that's going to show up in the way that you show up for your business. So we'll get more into that, but really excited for this topic.
Yeah, we've kind of decided a lot of our content is going to be geared toward entrepreneurs and business owners, and that's really the direction that we're going to go in. That's where we have a lot of experience. But if you're listening to this and you're not a business owner or an entrepreneur, that's fine too. You know, there's definitely value in our content besides, you know, that group, but we've found that it's a deeply personal journey. And when you are a business owner, an entrepreneur, you have to, you know, do that internal work in order to show up how you need to show up for your business and your team.
Yeah.
So how's the week?
Good. I got my hair done. Shout out to my best friend, Courtney, at Create Beauty Lounge again. It came out wonderful as always, and she is going on maternity leave soon, so it will be a little while till I can get my hair done again, but I'm so excited to meet her new baby.
Yep.
And the day that we're recording this, we are going to a UConn basketball game with my family, so I'm really excited to go watch them play and have a fun day out.
Nice.
How about you?
Yeah. So our basement, we think we've talked about it. Our basement floods.
Just a few times.
Yeah. And so we put some hydraulic cement down, and it seems to have significantly helped the issue. It's still there, but it's much more manageable now.
We found where the issue is.
The hole, the crack in the foundation. So that's great. Yeah, and I'm really excited. You know, like I said, we're focusing on entrepreneurs and we're putting our coaching programs together, which is really exciting. And I got my first vinyl record, which was really cool. Mm. So I supported a friend from high school and got my first vinyl record. I've always been like curious about them. So
it's green and beautiful.
It is. It's beautiful. I don't have a record player yet, but we'll get there.
That's okay.
I just have this like cool vision for my home, my next house, where like I have all the books I've read and all the albums that like impacted me. Because on my records, I always use the recently added, and it's like the last 500 songs I added, and I never go anywhere else. So it'll be cool to have like an actual record again and listen to a whole album. So let's get started. Building a business, relationships, spending time with your family, all of this is kind of the juggling act of a business owner. So what do we mean when we say it all starts with you?
Yeah, like how you show up for yourself is how you're going to show up for everything else in life. Literally everything. If you are feeling, you know, poorly about yourself and about your health and about the way that you're taking care of yourself, that's going to be reflected in the way that you have relationships with others, as well as the way that you're able to show up in your business and, you know, the focus that you have, the energy that you have, and the motivation that you have. Because again, motivation is a feeling, and you're not going to have motivation if you're having different feelings that are, you know, negative or that you're tired or know that you're not meeting your own needs.
It makes me think too about confidence. You know, like anybody who's a business owner, I know everybody says like, oh, I hate to sell, but like you're always selling something. You know, usually it's your personal brand, but if you're not taking care of yourself and you don't have confidence in how you take care of yourself, that's also going to show through in how you communicate and interact with prospective clients.
Yeah, I'll say that. Like my confidence was not there when I wasn't consistently going to the gym, because I knew I just wasn't meeting a need that I had to move my body to you know, build strength and to feel that confidence, even though it's not like that was a necessary thing for like what I'm selling, but it's just such a big part of showing up for yourself so that you can feel energized and feel focused and have like the what you need fulfilled in order to show up.
Yeah. There's I think Ryan Pineda says this. It's not his quote, I don't think, but he loves the quote. It's how you do one thing is how you do anything. And especially in business, that's true. Like as a business owner, you could go clean your house and I guarantee it would yield some improvement in your business.
Yeah.
Because everything is connected. It all ties together in terms of your approach and how you're handling yourself, your personal life, your relationships, and your business.
Yeah. And as much as you try to like, you know, keep things separate, like family, business, friendships, like trying to keep them kind of separate from each other, just the way that you feel and think and the way that, again, you're taking care of yourself, there is still always a connection.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it'll always tie together, whether that's emotional or, you know, other things going on in the business that's also affecting your relationships or your relationships also affecting the business. So it's definitely tending to the needs of each individual, you know, asset, aspect of the business. And something I wrote here, entrepreneurship is a journey of crafting an identity. Like when you're an entrepreneur, and we've talked about people going through imposter syndrome, there's a lot of things that come up. You know, the accountability piece is huge. So how do we show up for ourselves? Let's talk about what that looks like.
The first one is really your physical needs. Like we have like been taught to live in a society of go, 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 and, you know, running on low sleep, not having enough time for everything. And what often happens is people's physical needs are the first to go in terms of nutrition, your exercise, your sleep. I mean, those are really the big three.
Yeah.
That come to mind for me.
And we're, you know, reading the book now, How to Be the Love You Seek. And we're actually starting our coaching programs with the body, because I think she makes an amazing point in that book, which is we tend to be so go, go, go that we can't work on the mindset component because we are numb to our physical needs.
Yeah, we're literally like disconnected from our body.
Yeah. And you know, I think about when I was a lot heavier and reaching that point of just like neglecting it, just not even paying attention to my weight or taking care of myself. And you do reach this threshold of like, it's too much to deal with and you don't want to look at it. You don't want to deal with it. So I think I'm really excited for our programs because I think being able to teach people to reconnect physically with their sense of self will allow them to take that next step. And when we go to our next program, which is the mindset component.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to feel immense stress in your mind, if you are already feeling stress in your body and not paying attention to that and not answering, like your body shows you symptoms, and those symptoms, you know, of having aches and pains or feeling anxious or feeling tired, like those all go back to a need that is not being met. And it starts with your physical needs.
Yeah. So aside from physical needs, you have mental and emotional. And that also goes back to your physical needs because, you know, managing stress in both your personal life and business, you're going to be able to do that more effectively when you're consistently exercising. You know, I know we sound like a broken record, but exercise is one of the most medicinal things you can do. It's anti-aging, it's anti-inflammatory, everything. It helps your body create healthier responses, especially to stress.
Yeah, and it helps with your focus, it helps with your energy levels. So some people think like, well, if I'm already tired, then exercise is just going to make me more tired. And that may be true like the first couple times you try it because you're just kind of getting into it. But when you're consistently exercising, you will have so much more focus and energy, and you'll sleep better because at the end of the day, your body actually got what it needed and can have an easier time falling asleep because it is like truly tired, not just like stress tired.
Right. And the other thing too is like, I think a lot of people will be like, oh, well, I'm a business owner. I got to run my business. I don't have time. But you're the exact person who needs to allocate that time.
Yeah, well, that I know we've talked about this a lot too, and like the amount of time spent on business and how it's often heard that like if you're a business owner, you have to work twice as hard than if you were working in a 40-hour work week or whatever. And I can just say from experience that we have built successful businesses without doing that, without adopting that mindset, without working 80-hour weeks, and we've been very successful and continue to do so. And the way that you are taking care of yourself, like you'll be more focused to get things done in a shorter time period and be able to get something done in 4 hours instead of 8 hours. So that again goes back to when you're meeting your own needs, you can then plan appropriately in your business for things to not take so long and to be just absolutely draining every piece of energy that you have by overworking yourself.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the hustle culture is, it's a recipe for burnout, but I think it's also been so overemphasized and dramatically portrayed as like, you got to be constantly grinding. And like, no, that's not healthy. That's not fun. And a lot of people who do that fall out of love with their business and their passion.
Yeah.
Then you have soulful needs, which a lot of entrepreneurs, business owners are generally, you know, working on that if they have a business around their purpose and their fulfillment. But also remembering your why as you're, you know, going through your life and building this brand and trying to juggle all your obligations.
Yeah, like what is the reason why you started it in the first place? And, you know, oftentimes people will say it was for freedom. It was for having more time with family. It was for being their own boss and not having to listen to someone and being able to just live life the way they want. And that's amazing. But be careful to not get caught in, you know, overdoing it with the amount of hours you're working and the amount of time you're putting into it, where that initial why of like your freedom kind of gets put to the side because you've created it into such a stressful thing. I guarantee you can be successful without doing that to yourself.
Yeah. And I think a big part of that too is, you know, finding balance for sure, but prioritizing the important tasks and being able to delegate what you need to delegate. The biggest downfall business owners and entrepreneurs have, which we've done too, is not being willing to delegate. And that's something I'm reading more about in Rich Dad, Poor Dad, which is a lot of self-employed people own a job, not a brand. A brand or a business is a system.
Yeah.
And so that's really where we've shifted a lot of what we're doing so that it's not this stressful job that we have to show up for, but it's a system that can run itself.
Yeah. I know we, you know, had surveyed a bunch of business owners and entrepreneurs, and having that balance was one of the biggest kind of struggles.
Yeah.
And so that's, you know, part of why we're doing what we're doing and teaching you like your personal care has to come first in order for you to then be able to feel that balance in your business and to succeed in your business and feel good about yourself too.
Yeah. I mean, we talked even in our relationship episodes. You can't pour from an empty cup. And there's this idea of put your partner first. You really have to tend to your needs first so that you can show up for everyone else, for your business, for your family, for your friendships.
Yeah. And that's why our free goals workbook, if you haven't checked it out yet, it's completely free and it's available at newmoonholisticlife.com/goals. It really outlines, it asks you to do a time audit. How are you spending your time and what time do you need for yourself for, you know, just rest time, recreation time, time with your family? Like we kind of get so caught in the everyday life that we don't even realize where our time is always going. Or we think something's going to take so long that we put it off and put it off, and it could have been done in 20 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm guilty of sitting for 3 hours at night watching Netflix, and to take an hour even of that and allocate it toward music, it is a monumental change in my identity and how I allocate my time. So the other thing is habit stacking and hobbies. So I'm a big proponent of having hobbies. I think they're very important. I think people need a way to explore themselves or explore an art form or some sport, whatever it is. Having a way to express yourself that is not strictly work. And like with my music, we've set it up so that it's a record label and I can have that hobby. And that, yes, there's a business component to it, but I don't rely on that. And I think what I'm trying to say is don't put pressure on your hobbies to generate your income. Like if it works and you can build it in a supplemental sense, you know, and get it there and grow it, sure. But make sure that you don't lose sight of the fun piece of it where you're exploring and enjoying it. And then habit stacking and having a routine that's going to make sense for your health, for your time. You know, if you have kids, your routine's going to look different. You're probably going to have to get the kid to school before you can do other things. And that's going to play a role for sure. But you don't need a 3 hour long biohacking routine, which I have tried to build and quickly learned. It's just unnecessary.
Yeah.
You've got to find the balance, juggle what's going to work for you. You know, we have our sauna and we'll go to the gym, come home, walk the dogs, get in the sauna. And that's, you know, some days we don't have the time for the sauna and that's fine. We balance it and we make it work for the day and what we have available.
Yeah. And there's just other things that you can do. Like you can take a walk and take a business call at the same time, or just be brainstorming. I mean, walking is amazing for your physical health and mental health. And it's phenomenal for like taking a time to just brainstorm and have creative ideas coming up. So you're kind of working and getting that exercise at the same time. Like there's so many ways that you can do things like that.
Yeah. I mean, you can go on a treadmill and read a book, like
habits. Listen to a podcast while you're cooking a meal.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a lot of ways for habit stacking to be integrated into your routine. And that really is just kind of making the most of your time. And I would caution, like it's not multitasking. Multitasking has kind of been debunked. Like you're not really as efficient. Mm-hmm. But if you can do two things at once, sure. Not five, not six, seven, two.
Yeah.
And maximize your time.
Yeah.
This podcast is sponsored by New Moon Apparel. New Moon Apparel is a motivational, zen, and moon-themed clothing line. Shop designs at newmoonapparel.com. And then you have accountability and flexibility, which is probably the biggest topic for business owners and entrepreneurs, because you're going to have days you are in the grind, working in the business, and you're going to have days you're working on the business and making appearances and going to events and networking, and it's always changing. And so I've talked to you about this, as I had a lot of video friends that have all kind of said the same thing to me, and something we've heard from other business owners, it's tough to show up for yourself. And I've actually heard, I would show up no problem for a 9-to-5, but when it's me, I have trouble showing up. And that's a big challenge for business owners, because it's time and it's self-respect and it's accountability and it's truly being there to be who you say you're going to be.
Yeah. I think a big piece of that is like creating healthy routines for you and, you know, making promises and non-negotiables. Like for us, we've talked about how the gym, it has to be a huge priority.
Yeah.
And we talked about this last episode, I believe it was, about how like with time and prioritizing, like, Is it that you don't have time for it, or is it that it's not a priority? And consider what else you are making a priority. Even if it's something in your business, you're like, I want to get this done. Okay, but have you taken care of yourself? And is it absolutely necessary that that gets done today?
Yeah. And I'm thinking something that's been a big challenge for me, you know, we've kind of been talking more about it, is like, after everything I went through with, you know, depression and suicide recovery, my relationship with time is in a really weird place, because I value my time now, but I've also had to learn the role of other things, you know, like taking care of the dogs and the house and, you know, us having date nights and things. So I'm always looking for that balance, but also constantly changing my relationship with time. And the other thing I'll say there is our schedules are always changing. Mm-hmm. Like, it's always different. Some days, you know, like, we can have a framework of where we're trying to get things done, but when the time comes, you know, it's kind of what we have available.
Yeah. I mean, if we're one day, you know, we're working on things for content and for our courses, and then the next day we have to do accounting stuff. And that's a very real, you know, thing with being a business owner, is if you don't have every single task and every single thing delegated, there are all sorts of things that have to get done besides just, you know, building the business.
Yeah. You got to wear a lot of hats.
Yeah. And so it's making sure that you are really good at planning and scheduling and figuring all of that out so that you can do it in a way that's balanced.
Yeah. And again, we've kind of talked about this, but if you need help managing your tasks specifically for a business, I would look at some sort of project management software, because again, I've seen so many business owners, even employees, say they're going to do things and it just falls off the map. So having that accountability piece of using a software that keeps you in control and organized is huge.
Yeah. Knowing like when you actually need to have something done, and not that you're, you know, putting pressure on yourself when you could actually take an extra day or two and it's not going to mess anything up in the long run.
Right. Right. And that's, you know, that's part of it too, which I think is really tricky, is as a business owner, you're going to have days where you look at that to-do list and like, there's just not, it's not all getting done. And it's also being able to prioritize and say like, okay, this task's got to move to this day, and you're constantly adjusting. It's being a business owner, everything is in motion all the time.
Yeah. So it's having a lot of patience.
Yeah.
For just the ever-changing things, and knowing that it'll all get done as long as you really plan it out in a way that's going to work, and don't forget to take care of yourself along the way.
Yeah. I really truly believe if you take care of yourself and you have a plan for the business, it'll all work out. It'll take time, but you know how to move forward. And so my last thought there is just, you know, in working with our energy healer, she said to me, you know, I kind of talked about how we're working on this big manifestation and we're kind of in the in-between period. And she said to me, you literally can't mess it up. Just stay the course. Everything that you learn is supporting your new identity. So if you're struggling with imposter syndrome, or you're struggling to see your business as viable, whatever it is, just keep making the steps in the direction of the identity you want to create.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anything else?
No, I think that's it.
So in summary, show up for yourself first. Take care of yourself. That literally affects all your relationships, including your friends, your family, and your business. If you don't have a business, we would just encourage you to pursue whatever passion you have, whether that's in the form of a hobby or a side gig or something that's just fun to you. Show up for yourself first, maximize your time, stay organized. The accountability and flexibility piece is one that really throws business owners off, because you're constantly needing to adjust and adapt. And, you know, it's one of those things you'll never have figured out. It's just always going to be changing. Friendly reminder, this podcast is sponsored by New Moon Apparel. That is our Zen, motivation, and moon-themed clothing line. You can shop designs at newmoonapparel.com. And if you haven't checked out our goals workbook, you can get that at newmoonholisticlife.com/goals. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you.